You have been such a good boy for weeks, always asking me for permission before you can come, and licking my pussy dutifully. You've been doing it every day for a week. So I decide it's time to show you what a good pet gets when he's good. I lay you down on the bed, face down. And of course, you're totally naked. I'm only wearing a tiny little thong that's basically see-through. I rub oil all over your back, and I start to work on your neck. I know you must be having a little bit of neck trouble if you're giving me so much good pussy licking. I work out the knots there, and I move between your shoulder blades and just knead out the muscles, just long strokes. Try to get at those little knots in your muscles. I know you have such a hard job too, and you just, you need a little bit of spoiling. And I ask you if you like that, my pet. And you say yes, mistress, yes. So I work my way to your lower back and into your sacrum. And you start to moan as you think about how close my hands are to your asshole. And I ask you, well, my pet, do you want me to touch your little asshole? And you say, yes, mistress, yes. Yes, please touch my asshole. And I tell you, I'm just not quite ready yet. So then I move onto the mounds of your beautiful ass. Just kneading out those muscles also with my forearm. A little bit with my elbow makes you jump a little bit. But no, you have a few really tight, tight knots in there. And I just want to be thorough. I want you to be super relaxed. So I start to just put my nose right up into your asshole and just breathe on you. And I can feel your shudder. It's so easy. You're such a good little pet. So I stick my tongue out into your little asshole. I run the tip of my tongue along your rim. And then I ask you again, do you like that, my pet? Yes, mistress, yes. And then I ask you, do you want me to continue, my pet? And you say, yes, mistress, please continue. So I spread your ass cheeks and lick you from your balls all the way to your asshole and back down again. And I can tell you're getting so excited. Your cock has moved from flaccid to hard in about 5 seconds. I love it when you're hard, baby. I don't understand. These are the mistresses who want to lock their pets' cocks up in cages. I just want you hard for me all the time so I can just use your cock as I please. I like how the oil on your back looks, so I just run my bare nipples along your back and you just let out a moan as you feel my hard nipples against your back. And I return to your asshole again, just licking it, sticking my tongue inside ever so slightly. And I hear you just let a big, big moan. And then I ask you, are you ready for me to play with you, my pet? You nod and gasp and say, yes, mistress, please play with me, please. I've been so good. So And I put on a little glove, lube up your little asshole. And I just gently, gently make circles with the pad of my index finger. Slowly, slowly, so you get time to get used to it again after our last session. I ask you, are you ready to take some, my pet? And you say, yes, mistress. My two favorite words, by the way. And I just put my finger into you ever so gently. Pushing just millimeter by millimeter as I feel your little asshole give way. Oh, it's so nice and warm around my finger. Oh, you're so good. I love having your asshole just swallow up my finger. Just like a good boy you are. Oh, with my other hand I use and grab a bunch of lube and put it on your cock. And I ask you if you want to come. You say, yes, please. And then I spank you because, of course, why would you be allowed to come right now? Why? I tell you, give me one good reason, my pet, why you're supposed to come. And you say, because I've been so good, mistress. Because I've been so good. And I have to agree, you've been pretty good. But I spank you for good measure anywhere, just to show you who's boss. So I work my index finger a little bit farther into your asshole, adding a little bit more lube as we go, so that you're just nice and relaxed. And I finally get all the way up to the final knuckle, and I can feel you clenching around my finger, just so hot. So I start to stroke your cock just a little bit harder. A little bit harder. I ask you, who is your mistress? And you say, you are. You are. And I say, who's a good mistress? And you say, you are. You are. And I said, yes, you're such a good pet, too. And you say, thank you, mistress. Thank you. I can hear how much you want to come in your voice. So I stop. I just let go of your cock. Leave my finger in your asshole. And I start to just penetrate you with my finger a little bit more. I ask you, my pet, are you ready for a second finger? And you say, please, mistress, yes, please put a second finger in me. So I lube up my second finger so that it's nice and ready for you. And again, I take my finger all the way out and make circles with my index finger and middle finger and just... your asshole looks so good. You're already starting to open up. I'm just loving this. And you say, that feels so good, mistress. That feels so good. And I'm a little amused since I haven't really given you permission to speak. I ask you, is this what you wanted? Is this what you wanted, my pet? And you say, yes. Yes, mistress. Yes. Yes, please. Please give it to me. Please. Please. And you say, and you're just begging in this cute little way. And I'm just mildly amused, but, you know, I'm not going to give it to you quite yet. I am going to work my fingers into you, though, more and more and more. And as I work my fingers and I feel how hard you are with my other hand, and it's just so hot. I almost don't want to waste this good cum on just jerking you off my hand, but I think that's how it's going to turn out. So I work your asshole even more, so I can feel your prostate and just, I hear you moan as I get that spot. Oh, God. And I ask you if that's what you've been waiting for, and you say, yes, mistress, yes. Yes, that's what I've been waiting for. Please, please, please let me come, mistress, please. And I think, yes. Yes, my little pet. I think it's time that you can come. So I grab way more lube in my other hand and put it all over your cock and all over your balls. And just for good measure again, just to show you who's boss, I just take a little bit of a flick on your balls. Just flicking my finger as I'm fucking your asshole with my two other fingers. Oh, yes. You like that, don't you? Yes. Yes, my pet, you do. Oh, it's so cute. You're so cute. Oh, yes. Yes, and I love how hard this makes you. I love being able to torture your balls. You like that, don't you? You do. Oh, yes. It makes you so hard. I love how hard that makes you. Oh, such a good, good boy. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, I can feel your... Oh, I can feel your asshole start to pulse. And your cock start to pulse as you come all over the sheets like a nasty little boy. Oh, it's so nasty. It's so nasty. It's so bad. Oh, and you're just coming and coming and coming and coming. Oh, and you're exhausted. But I don't let you collapse right on straight onto the mattress. I tell you, you still have to do one more thing for me. And you're just so exhausted asking me, what's that, mistress? I tell you, I need you to eat your cum. And you say, yes, mistress. Why, right away, mistress. And you scooch down the mattress to where you just come in a giant puddle. And I see you just start to slurp up your cum. And oh, it's so cute. It's so cute.